Welcome to day one of the Ultimate Daily Productivity Challenge for Passionate Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Amy Yamada, business mentor for coaches, trainers, and service-based entrepreneurs. And I'm so excited to have you here with me to make your life more productive and create a business and lifestyle that you absolutely love. So today I want to share a quick story. When I think back to when I first launched my business, I will admit to you that I was all over the place. I've been working in the local media for about 15 years in advertising, sales, marketing, and promotions, and I knew I wanted something more. I just wasn't clear about what that looked like. So instead of gaining clarity on what I wanted, I started to learn about the coaching industry and what other influential entrepreneurs were doing, and I launched my own coaching business based on what I was seeing online. And the problem with that is that I was trying to be everything to everyone without really knowing what I was doing, offering way too many packages and services, and I was not focused. So after attending an inspiring business conference, I realized that the missing piece was clarity on what I really wanted, including being clear on my why. So once I identified very specifically what it was that I wanted to do and what my why was behind it, I was able to gain clarity on a daily basis what I should be doing in order to achieve my dream goals. So the reason I'm sharing this with you is that it is so crucial to gain clarity on what we want if we ever want to give ourselves the best chance for achieving that goal. So for today's challenge, I want you to carve out some time to really identify your own unique dream case scenario. And if you haven't in a while, allow yourself to dream again and gain clarity on what you want on a really deep level. Think of it this way. If you could wave a magic wand and have the life that you've always imagined, what would that look like for you? What would your daily life look like? And it is so important when you start thinking about this dream case scenario to not worry about how you're going to get there. This is part of the deep inner work that most people do not do, and they wonder why they are not focused at all, let alone on a daily basis. And in my opinion, we must gain clarity on our desired destination. So sometimes I like to think about it this way. Imagine trying to plan out an international trip, saying, I don't really know where I want to go, so I can't tell what I need to do or what steps I need to take or what research I should do. I don't even know how long it'll take to get there, and so on and so forth. It'd be really frustrating, right? Or you could say, I want to go to Costa Rica this holiday season, and I want to leave on December 26th and return home on January 6th. That is way more specific of a destination and a time frame. So now you have this specific vision, and it's much easier to think about one step, if not multiple steps, that you can initially take to make this dream come to fruition. From researching airline and ground transportation to accommodations, I mean, I think we all love looking online at beautiful accommodations when we know where we're going, to making sure that you have a current passport for international travel, the list goes on. It's very clear what you need to focus on in order to make this happen. So my point is, I just love coming back to this dream case scenario exercise all the time, especially when I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed, and I don't even try to use that word anymore. I'll never forget hearing a colleague say, and you might want to write this down, overwhelm is not real. It is just an illusion. I am never overwhelmed. I am just not committed or unprepared. It was Suzanne Evans that said that. So overwhelm is not real. It is just an illusion. I am never overwhelmed. I'm just not committed or unprepared. I love this because you get to take your power back and not give in to this false illusion of overwhelm. So anytime I feel that word overwhelm coming up from within me, I release that word and that feeling. I take a deep breath and I say to myself, I just need to recommit and get prepared. So with today, I want you to, again, carve out some time to clearly identify your dream case scenario. If you've been feeling overwhelmed or stressed or a little bit chaotic in your business for any reason, just let it go. Take a step back, look at the big picture, and gain clarity once again on your dream case scenario. And also, as a part of our 5-day challenge, I want you to get into the habit of taking 10 to 15 minutes every single evening to plan out the next day. So if you already have an online calendar or even a physical book of a planner and you fill it out already, just take some time to look at it tonight for tomorrow and see if it's in line with your dream case scenario. Meaning, when you look at your daily schedule, does it align with your bigger vision? Are you taking steps, even tiny baby steps, towards your dream case scenario? It's such a great habit to start practicing. And if you haven't been planning out your daily schedule the night before, this is a great time to start. Just do it for 5 days and see how much more productive you are. So on that note, I'm going to let you go for today. I am going to have PDFs on the webpage. You may have seen on the webpage a PDF that you can download that has a printoff of filling out for your dream case scenario, as well as your daily schedule. So go ahead and download those if that's easier for you. Otherwise, if you just want to use your own notebook or journal or Word document, as long as you are taking the steps in the right direction with our 5-day challenge, then we will be good to go. So on that note, we'll see you soon, and good luck with the 5-day challenge. Take care.
The moderator has left the conference.